episode of Diamond Insights with me, your host, Nalele Star. In this episode, I want to focus on just reviewing 2022 because we have come to the end of the year and it has been such a busy year, a long year, but also I think from my end, it's been a very successful year. I think from the list of things to do, there's just one item that I haven't done. And I don't think that it was that much of a big deal. But yeah, so stay tuned. So majority of you know by now that I normally plan my year around October and November. So much that by the 1st of December, or at the very least, mid-December, I start testing out some of the resolutions that I've made. And the reason that I do that is because I'm not sure what I was listening to, but the person who was in that video said, you know, 1st January is more like a magic pill. So you don't have to wait for the 1st of January to actually start implementing some of your goals. But also I feel like it just gives me a head start, and also just to kind of feel and see how realistic some of my goals are and see if there are things that I actually need to adjust. But also what I've experienced in the last, I think, 2 or 3 years that I have been using this model is that by the time I get to 1st January, really I don't have pressure to be implementing anything. So for example, if I say I want to start working out, and instead of waiting for the 1st of January or the 2nd of January for me to start working out, I actually start working out in December. So much that by the time that 1st January is coming, I'm already kind of tested what that resolution is going to feel like and how it's going to feel in my life, because obviously majority of the resolutions that we make require lifestyle changes. And I think that's one thing that I never used to understand in the past that I have gotten a hang of now. So I know that if I am going to put something in my resolutions, I need to commit time, I need to commit resources, otherwise it's just gonna hang there. So 2022, like I mentioned earlier on in the introduction, has been such a successful year for me, but also it didn't start out very successful, if I'm being honest. So I had all those things listed out. I normally do a quarterly review of my plans, and by the time that I got to hit March month end, so that was like the first week of April that I was reviewing my resolutions, majority of them were not looking like they were going to get done. And there was just something in me that told me, you know what, maybe you need to like trim them down a little bit so that you can just focus on what's really important. And at that point, that's what I did. I actually began to like take out some things and say, okay, this is not that important. And I think I remained with like 5 resolutions that I felt like I needed to work on. By the time I was getting to August, believe it or not, I had made so much progress with the 5 that I had remained with. I was like, you know what, dang it, we're going back to our initial plan and we're bringing everything back on board. This year I made a lot of headway. I'm sorry, that's like my spouse texting me continuously, he's out of town with the kids. So this year I've made a lot of progress, I think, when it comes to working out. I think that's one thing that has been on my list for a very long time, that I feel like I have really nailed this this year. So I think 3 years ago now, I decided I'm going to start working out, and I started working out on Saturdays only. So I'll wake up on Saturday and I'll be out of the house by 6 a.m. I'll be back home by 7 a.m. or at the very least 7:30-ish, I think. So yeah, I'll just do it like on Saturdays. Last year, what I decided was, okay, maybe I should join a gym. And I did join a gym for the first quarter, and that didn't work out for me. Story for another day. But I met an individual who wanted to achieve the same goals as me, but we're not getting that from the gym that we were attending. So we just decided, you know what, we're gonna run. So we started running, jogging together, and that worked out very well until I think we got into the rain season, and it was like, we go, we don't go, we go, we don't go, and eventually I think it just went quiet. But then one thing that I really did December last year was, I told myself, I'm not getting any festival wet. So I weighed myself, I think I was like 65, and I told myself, you staying at 65 or you losing some weight, but we're not getting any wet. So I'll literally work out through the holidays. And when I was, I worked out almost every day. And when I got into the new year, I thought, you know what, let me not like, you know, drop this habit. So I started jogging 5 times a week, and I moved from jogging 6 kilometers. I started jogging 8, I think, the first quarter this year, and then from there I decided, you know what, later on I started jogging 10 kilometers. But the reason why I moved it to 8 kilometers is because that's the only way that I was guaranteed of hitting the 10,000 steps a day that I needed. This year I did not set any goals for weight loss. I committed to developing healthy habits, a healthy lifestyle that is backed by habits. So that meant watching what I ate and just staying consistent with my exercise, and I think that has worked out. So at the beginning of the year I was weighing like 65 kg. Right now I'm weighing 58. I fluctuate between 57 and 59, but right now in the morning I weighed myself, I'm like 58. So that's like been a huge, huge success for me. Also on the exercise paradigm, I switched from running because I had an incident. I got attacked at some point, so I switched from running. I only run on Saturdays now. And I do yoga every damn day. And this started out by me taking a 30-day challenge. So when I started doing yoga, I think in July. Yes, I think mid-July or late July, I started doing yoga. And, you know, I was just getting a hang of it and all that. But then in September, I told myself, you know what? I'm gonna go on a challenge to just, you know, put myself in that serious mode of, okay, we've made a change to the routine, and I just want to make sure that I'm fully settled. So I started doing the yoga every damn day challenge by Nicole. You can look it up on YouTube. I downloaded all the videos from the 1st to the 30th. And I started my challenge on the 1st of September when I was away on vacation with my family. And I stuck to it. And there were days, especially like on a Sunday, when I didn't want to do it, but I did it. And what I realized is that at the end of that challenge, really, I became more disciplined in terms of exercising. And I'm so grateful for that. Right now, I'm doing 100-day Pilates. I haven't downloaded, there's no challenge out there that says 100 days of Pilates. I've just committed to doing 100 days of Pilates. I just want to see how my body is going to react to that, how I'm going to feel about it. So I'm on day 5, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to look at my calendar. But I think I'm either on day 5 or day 6 of that challenge. So yes. So from that front, really, I'm very proud. I've outdone myself, and kudos to me. The other thing that I wanted to do was I wanted to enroll for school. I had just graduated from my teaching methodology, and I really developed an interest in quality management. So I thought, let me do quality management, but honestly speaking, my budget was not looking like I could actually afford to be in school this year. But God came through, and he came through correct, because whatever that he did to give me that money, he literally gave me the whole amount, yo. So like, I got back from, you know, a business trip, and I got paid, and I just registered. Like, I registered and I paid the school fees, and I'm currently in school. I've done my first semester, so I only have one semester to go. Then, oops, I'm gonna be on my way to becoming a quality management specialist. What other thing was happening this year? Wait, so this year I promised my kids we were going to go to Siafunga, and we ended up in Siafunga. One of the best times of this year. My kids were so happy. I was so happy. It was such a relaxing, experience. But my favorite travel diaries. Oh wait, I was actually in Mfue as well. Okay, so this year I did quite a bit of traveling. Mfue was beautiful. It was exotic. It was just wonderful. I was there for work, but we took some time with the girls to just explore the area. Great experience. If you've never been to Mfue, that's something that you should put on your list. I'm definitely going back to Mfue. I'm not sure whether it's next year or the other year, but I am planning a trip to just go there and relax this time without the work. But my favorite trip, I keep on saying my favorite I should put it that way, is the trip that I went on with my sister. So this year we ended up in Northern Province, Mpulungu. That place is beautiful. Oh Jesus. Wow. We traveled like 21 hours on the road and ended up in Mpulungu. Lake Tanganyika is beautiful. It's breathtaking. Ah, the water there is just so beautiful. You should take time to see it. That's what I'm gonna say. We saw a couple of waterfalls. I don't think that I was satisfied. So one of the things that I'm trying to convince my sister to do with me in the near future is for us to just plan a family trip with the kids and just go there and, you know, just do a whole round circuit. They have about 10 waterfalls up in the north, and I think we only got to see like two of them. We're supposed to see like four, but we only got to see two. So I'm very excited about, you know, coming up with a plan of how I get to see the other waterfalls. If there's one thing that you should know about me, is that I'm addicted to water. I love water. Anything water, please do invite me, count me in, make me the coordinator. That is something that I'd be willing to jump on. The other thing is, I wanted to participate in a marathon this year, and I searched high and low for a marathon. I ended up participating in the APSA marathon. I had such a great time preparing for the marathon, but even a greater time running the actual marathon, just being in the company of other runners, and it was quite the group. That was very exciting. No, I did not come out number one, but it was an exhilarating experience. So one of the things that I've told myself is every year I'm gonna participate in a marathon. There's one that is happening next year in Livingstone, and I'm trying to see if I can find myself there. If not, I'll just try and look for one around Lusaka. But yes, running a marathon this year, I think that was a big thing for me, and I really enjoyed it. What other thing was I up to this year? I wanted to visit a gallery, so we visited Chena Gallery. Chena Gallery is on the Nkwashi premises. From what I hear, they also have another gallery that is up, what's this place? Bonanza? I haven't been to the one in Bonanza. I'm hoping that I can take the kids there and just, you know, visit the gallery. But the one that we visited is actually in Kwashi. Very beautiful. I also just enjoyed being on the board. So I actually visited Chennai Gallery with one of my besties. And it was just, it was a short visit, but it was breathtaking. I think it really helped me unwind. I really needed to just get out of town for like a couple of hours and just breathe some fresh air away from the pollution of Lusaka. So yeah, that was really, really nice. That was beautiful to experience. One of the other things that I put on my list, believe it or not, is that I just wanted to add color to my wardrobe. So in the past, I've always been a safe dresser. That means that I would go for conservative colors, black being my favorite. So in the last, I think, two years, I've been trying to add some color. And this year, I just told myself, we ain't buying nothing black. Anything that you're buying better be color and it better be popping. And yo, I got some popping colors. And I love wearing them. And I feel absolutely cute in them. I feel like they've really boosted my confidence. To move from a person who's only comfortable in black, but also because for some reason black is known to be a slimming color, and I'm slim now, yo, like you heard earlier on, so I can afford to actually slap on some really daring colors. So but yeah, I really enjoyed shopping for colorful clothes, and I think that is something I'm gonna keep up going forward. Not even just as a resolution, but just as part of, you know, a tradition in my life. I really want to be able to do that. So this year, I go back to recording podcasts. So you've been receiving podcasts at least once a month, I think starting the month of September. So September, October, November, and this is now December, so I have done 4 of them. I fell off the grid. I had to recuperate, and then this year was just really hectic. But yes, that is something that I go back to. I really love sharing my stories or talking about things with you guys. So this was really something that I am very proud of, and I'm very excited about to be able to just give our time, you know, in the midst of busy life, to actually just sit down and wind and just talk about a whole topic, a whole lot of different things. Another thing that happened was related to the podcast. I joined the podcast community, so that is one of the reasons I actually go back to podcasting, because yo, my mates, they like post episodes. For some of them, they do them like every week. I can't afford to do it every week. Like, I don't have the time to actually do it every week, but I am committed to making sure that I release content on a monthly basis. So you can expect consistency going forward. Every month, every last Friday of the month, you can expect a podcast episode from myself. That is something that I'm very excited about. So the community is called Z-Hub Podcasters. So you can look it up on your socials. You'll find us there. Just look it up and listen to other Z podcasts other than mine. Very interesting content out there. Very interesting characters, and I really just do enjoy mingling and talking to colleagues and just learning from other people that have been doing this longer than me or more consistently than me. Also, that have different styles, because they're different styles. Not everybody just sits and, you know, talk about this and that. There's some people who actually do conversations, people who do interviews, and, you know, it's just very interesting. You learn so much. So please look it up and check out some of the Z pods that I listed as part of that group. Another thing that happened that I'm very, very excited about is, yo, my reader's block is finally over. It's lasted for like at least 2 years. I haven't been able to actually just sit down and read a book in its entirety. That's the reason why I ended up actually doing more audiobooks, because I couldn't just sit and focus on reading. Now I'm back at it. I have like a list of books that I need to read. I'm constantly thinking, oh my gosh, I should be reading. Everywhere I go, I'm like, oh, can I read a book? Can I read a page? Can I read a paragraph? I'm just so excited. So I've been reading books. I've actually, I think last month, the episode that I did was a book review. So I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited that I got back to reading books. That was very, very nice. It's such a beautiful experience. Other things that I have been up to really are just personal goals regarding projects in my life and also raising my kids. I got three kids that I'm raising and they're awesome, but they also really test my patience. One thing I think I have realized about parenting is that it reveals you to you. So yeah, like recently I think I was listening to part one of a book on parenting, and you know, the author was just talking about majority of how you respond to your children's behavior is actually unresolved trauma. So if you are constantly triggered by their behavior, maybe it's just your body or, you know, your mind telling you that you have unresolved trauma from your own childhood that you need to be addressing. And that was so profound that I think has changed the way that I look or react to my children's behavior that triggers me. I've learned to look inward instead of reacting before I actually think about it. So yeah, so 2022 has been such an amazing year. I'm not saying I've not had setbacks. I've had many setbacks. I've had some hurdles along the way, but also I feel like I have grown as an individual. I have really evolved, and I love so much the woman that I've become. Talking about love, I think one of the things that I've really gone out of my way to do exceptionally well is just love myself. Like this year, shame, I've spoiled myself. If it's my birthday, I don't know how many gifts I got myself for my birthday. I felt like, wow, you spend so much money on yourself. I don't think I've ever spent so much money on myself in such a short period of time. But yeah, it was just really a matter of just celebrating myself, appreciating myself, and just boosting my own confidence. I think I've shown up for myself in ways that I didn't even think were possible. There are times that I showed up for myself, or, you know, I showed myself love and I actually felt it like, oh my gosh, I actually love myself. And I couldn't help but ask, like, why did I wait this long to, like, be this loving towards myself? I mean, I've never had problems loving other people, but I don't think that I've actually ever paid attention to myself and just being intentional about loving myself. Majority of the times that I'm actually going through things, I step back and ask myself, what do you need? Like, what would make you feel better? What would make the situation a little bit easier for you? And I go out of my way and just do that for myself. Like, if it's sleep I need, I'll sleep. If I need to talk to somebody, I'm gonna like go through my phone book and say, okay, who can I talk to? If I need to go and visit a friend, if I just need to remove myself from a situation temporarily and just not think about it and just cool down and just focus on other things and come back to it later, I'll literally do that. So I think this year, really, in terms of personal growth, I can say that I've outdone myself. Like, yeah, I'm very proud. I'm very happy. And I'm looking forward to 2023. There's so many things that I have lined up for 2023. A couple of years ago, I created a 5-year plan. So I feel like most of what I am going to be focusing on in 2023 is actually just trying to tie up loose ends. Majority of my goals require so much money, so really it's gonna be chasing the bag, securing the bag, investing the bag, you know, spending the bag, that kind of thing. But yes, I feel like 2023 mostly is just about making sure that I tick off any boxes that are still hanging on my 5-year plan.
and also just reflecting on what do I want the next 5 years to look like beyond 2023. I have a lot of plans in terms of fun, so I have a list of, I think, not less than 5 activities, maybe like 7 or 8 fun activities that I want to do, and I have a budget to actually back it up. So yes, that's one of the things that I really, really want to do. I want to have fun. I want to live life on my terms. I want to show up every day authentic. I want to choose me unapologetically and reservedly. I want to be me, and I want to choose me. I want to celebrate me, and I want to do the things that make me happy, the things that bring me life and joy. Is what I feel like 2023 is going to be. So it's really extremes of serious business and serious fun, if you get what I mean. For now, this is where we end for this episode. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to all the episodes that I have released this year. I wish you the best of luck even as you are getting into 2023. I hope that you have your resolution set, and that, you know, you're praying over them, and that you have some actual plans, some actual concrete habits attached to the plans that you've made, the resolutions that you've made, that you actually have a game plan in place, and just not writing things down and hoping that, you know, it will just magically happen, because it doesn't. You actually have to work for it. I hope that even as you have made those plans, that they are big and bold enough to challenge you and take you to the next level. I know that the plans that I have for like 2023, literally they scare the crap out of me. I've just been praying the whole lot of December. I've just been on my knees. I keep on telling God, Father, I know that, you know, these plans are inspired by you, but I'm also scared, and I feel, you know, insufficient in some areas, and I just pray and invite you into this space, into this plan, that you will give me the grace, that you'll give me the wisdom, that you'll give me the capacity, the strength to actually go through with this. So what I love to do for every year is that as I make my plans, I actually have a theme, or actually have a word that I attach. So for example, for 2022 was about consistency. So anything that I planned to do for 2022, it had to have a plan of consistency. Sustainability is what I wanted. For 2023, my word is discipline. I've actually been reading some books on discipline, and even in my reading plan, I actually have some books that are lined up on discipline. So like, take for example, every Monday in the evening for 30 minutes, whatever book that I'm reading, it has to be about discipline, because majority of the things that are on my list, I need a lot of discipline to get them done, to get through and get to the finish line successfully. It's going to be a whole lot of other factors, I admit that. But really at the core of all those other factors is going to be discipline. So if I cannot be disciplined, there's no way that I'm going to actually get those plans off the ground or even off to the finish line. So I wish you good luck. Happy New Year. Prosper. Fly. Dream as wild as you can. I love you, and see you in the next episode. For now, it's bye-bye. And stay blessed.